Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
America needs a tidal wave of the old-time religion.
I have sinned against you.
How dare you!
We have no need to doubt God.
The heart of Babylon is preparing the nations to receive the Antichrist.
I didn't even build that house with money from the church. I built it with money from my book.
I don't make this stuff up.
Repenting of your sin.
It is a moral issue.
They got together and swore a pact to the devil.
I just enjoy seeing people worship, praising God.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to
Believe It or
Not.
Oh.
Ooh. I'm Trevor Pullman.
And I'm Damian Depping.
And we're here to Believe It.
Or not.
Or not. Damian.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Yeah, and this bright, sunshiny day.
Yeah, it's a nice day. It was kind of rainy and gross yesterday, and today's all nice and pretty. I'll be inside all day.
Well, it's nice and cool.
Or it's nice and cool.
It's toasty out. It's mm-hmm. nice, but yeah. I mean, you're out for a bit, and then you get all clammy.
Mm.
You're
like, oh. Yeah. I'm going to be editing a video. I recorded right, that roast the other day. Yep. Got to make it look good because it, I don't know. One of the cameras was like out of focus for half the show.
Oh, no.
So it's my new camera and I haven't really played around with it much.
Right.
So we'll see.
Did
I'll
you
just
use that one for the wide?
Yeah, it's for the wide. So I'll just use it for like when people walk in on stuff. But yeah. Oh, well, what are you going to do?
You getting paid?
Yeah.
I got paid
already.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, baby.
All right. Yeah. For the listeners out there, if you're doing work like that, get paid.
Get paid. Make people pay you, even if it's for charity.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It's not unreasonable to expect compensation for your work.
It's true. Yep. Everybody.
Support the arts.
Support the arts. And if you want somebody to do something, pay them. Even if you can't pay them much, it's even a symbolic, like, here's $20. Oh,
yeah. At least offer to.
Yeah, exactly.
If they say, don't worry about it, then they're probably a good friend and they want to help you out.
Yeah. How are you feeling these days?
I'm good.
Good. Yeah, you were sick for a while.
I'm mostly over it. It's still like a little there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't start taking antibiotics, which was a good thing.
Nice. Yeah.
I don't want to build up that resistance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then get the super germs.
Yeah.
That'll kill us all eventually.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like I'm getting something. I have like something in my throat. But what I'm going to do, I think, is go to a faith healer.
Oh, they're going to like pray the sick away?
Pray the sick away.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's talk about faith healers.
Oh, no.
We've already kind of talked about faith healers in the Marjo episode.
Yeah.
We talked about some of their little tricks and stuff, but I thought we'd go a little more in depth.
Is this also going to be like encompassing things like crystal healing and stuff?
No,
like that?
not this one. This is like
specifically
like the evangelical faith healing.
Right.
So there's also like, and I stuck mostly to like North America. I picked a few faith healers to talk about. Also talk about some of the tricks and practices and like a little bit of the history. So you remember the Christian Science episode?
Yes.
Christian Science, it's all about like, we're not really here. All diseases are because of the mind. If you have faith, then we can get rid of these diseases because they don't really exist.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of their thing. And that's kind of
They've heard about germ theory, right?
Yeah, no. Germs are just a construct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
By the devil or something?
Maybe the germs. But germs are like, are they alive? So maybe they're experiencing the same construct as we are.
Oh, so
So
they're just confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
if they found the Lord, then maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, it's like a sinner.
They could move on.
But they need to be saved by grace.
And they could make us better, like in those movies where they have those like little micro like robots that repair you from the inside.
Oh, right.
Just saying.
That's true.
And we'd all be superheroes.
Yeah. Like on Star Trek.
But if we're all superheroes, then none of us are superheroes.
That's
so
true. Yeah. So there was this guy named Phineas Quimby in the 1800s.
Phineas Quimby?
Yeah, isn't that a great name? in the 1800s, and he was a big influence on Mary Baker Eddy, who started mm-hmm. Christian Science, and that was kind of his shtick. What he was he would go around healing people using that kind of method, and he was kind of one of the bigger first, like, what do you call faith healer?
These healers never really did follow-ups on their patients, did they?
No.
Okay.
If they did, yeah. Like, some of them wrote books on, like, the follow-ups they did and how great people are doing and stuff. But then when you look into it...
They really didn't. Yeah, because it really kind of undermines the efficacy of your treatment if you don't know if it actually treated them.
Exactly.
And you just say it did.
And I think, like, so with Quimby and with Eddy and a lot of these people in the 1800s, they're using, like, mesmer and animal magnetism and all these like scientific-y sounding
animal magnetism
where like you have everybody has like these magnetic properties in your body or whatever, and I don't know, it's
okay.
It's kind of like they were like the Deepak Chopra of their day, where they use like sciencey sounding terms but are really just full of shit.
So like, if you're attractive, they can heal you? Is that kind of an animal?
Yeah, that's exactly.
I guess.
So. Yeah, no, it was like how your body, you gotta align these whatever bullshit.
That's kind of like what they used to do in ancient times, where with like the humors, and like, we gotta make sure they're balanced.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, okay, I don't know if that's quite how it works, but sure.
Then the charismatic movement started in the early 1900s, right?
Charismatic.
Okay. So like, that's, remember when we talked about like the Azusa Street revival and Pentecostalism, things like that. So faith healers kind of moved to that mindset, where it's less about trying to sound scientific-y and trying to sound like they found this new way of doing things. They just went back to the signs and wonders in the Bible, and they kind of used that as their like method and the way to get people to go to their big shows. One of the big first proponents of this was this guy named Smith Wigglesworth.
Okay, so we have Phineas Quimby and Smith Wigglesworth.
Yeah, isn't that like... Smith Wigglesworth sounds like the name you'd give...
Your cat?
Your cat, yeah, definitely. Or if you're writing a book about the 1800s and you want to come up with like the most ridiculous sounding name for like, I don't know, a snake oil salesman or something like that.
Yeah.
Come on down, see Smith Wigglesworth. but yeah, so he was a British
wagon.
Yeah, exactly. He was like a British faith healer evangelist. Went around. He was one of
his British.
Yeah.
So be like, hello, come on down.
Yeah. Get your healing.
Get your healing. Pirelli's miracle elixir.
I wanna find out. There's people who go around. There's skeptic people who go around and they edit Wikipedia pages.
Okay.
Because a lot of times religious people or people who believe in like weird pseudosciences will update the Wikipedia pages on those pseudosciences. So a lot of times it's like really like in favor of it.
Right.
And I find that with a lot of faith healers, there's not enough debunking or pointing out that none of this has been verified. And like all the citations are books that person wrote or a fan of that person. So Smith Wigglesworth is one of those people where the resources for the Wikipedia page are like his autobiography. So, but one thing I found about him was that this guy goes around right now, and he talks about different crazy stories that faith healers have done, and he like talks about how God uses these faith healers. And one of the things that Smith Wigglesworth would do is kick and punch people to like wherever there were pain or whatever, he would punch or kick that demon that was in that area, and like he would like drop kick babies, basically, like he would punch and kick babies to like
and
cure them.
I'm going to say that none of them were healed.
Yeah.
Probably a few made worse.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what you find, too, a lot of times with these faith healers, is people who go to their, like, rallies or whatever and think they're healed. They stop taking their treatment or they stop...
Right. I've definitely made my thoughts on this clear, either here or on Spooked, where about alternative medicine and how dangerous it is and how... you need to get real medical attention.
Yeah.
And if you want to look into this bullshit, still get real medical attention,
yeah.
people.
Yeah, exactly.
You're killing yourselves
yeah.
and potentially your children, because mm-hmm. a lot of people do that to their kids because they're fucking idiots.
Yeah, exactly.
Vaccinate your children.
Vaccinate your children, everybody.
Vaccinate your children so the kids who can't get vaccinated are okay too.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you if you don't. You're not an informed parent. You're an asshole.
And I'm going to block you on Facebook if you are an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, I'll fight you. You'll be weak, yeah. riddled with disease. It
yeah,
won't matter.
Exactly. He also was one of the big first practitioners in the modern era of prayer handkerchiefs.
Prayer handkerchief?
Yeah. So Smith Wigglesworth would pray over a handkerchief.
And then sneeze into it?
And then give it. Around, then you, if you got touched by this handkerchief that he prayed over, then you would also, then you'd be healed, even if you weren't at one of his rallies.
So it's like a magician scarf,
yeah,
basically. And you're like, presto,
yeah. yeah, there you go, presto,
magic powers,
yeah. And that is based on in the Bible when Apostle Paul does the same thing,
yeah.
But,
oh, wait, he had a handkerchief,
yeah, or he had a cloth, and then he prayed over the cloth, and
I didn't
then
know they had handkerchiefs,
yeah, I don't think they had. Yeah, I think they just blew their nose into the grass, like,
sure.
at the time. Yeah, just like a
farmer's handkerchiefs spool. Are weird.
Yeah, they are.
I mean,
gross.
I get it,
yeah.
but I also don't like it.
Yeah. And then we have A.A. Allen.
A.A. Allen.
Yeah.
Triple A.
The punk rock.
Punk rock?
I don't know. He's not punk rock. I was thinking G.G. Allen.
Okay.
You know G.G. Allen?
I've
heard
of.
Different than A.A. Allen. Okay, so he was a big tent revivalist guy. He had a giant tent starting in 1955, and he would go around and have these giant revival meetings where he would, you know, pray over people and have them come up and be healed. And he had that tactic where he would have wheelchairs ready to go. He'd bring wheelchairs with him. And then anybody who had any limp or were struggling walking,
he
would give them a wheelchair and be like, "Hey, there's no reason for you to have to like walk around in your condition or whatever. Here's a complimentary
and
wheelchair."
Then pull them up, and then he'd say they can walk.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
If you were in the wheelchair and that happened, wouldn't you say I could walk before?
I guess so. But there's so much like. Emotional manipulation.
People get caught up in it.
Yeah, you get caught up in it, and you think they use like a lot of ways to like really get that adrenaline flowing,
yeah.
so you do feel better
I
in
guess
the moment.
It's the same like making people speak in tongues.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
All that shit.
Yeah,
you're so caught up by the spirit.
Yeah, exactly.
Of insanity.
Yeah, and he also used the prayer card method, which is what Peter Popoff later...
Oh, is that the one where they fill out like a little questionnaire beforehand?
Yeah,
oh,
it's okay. Like, what do you need prayer for? And then all of a sudden he has this word from God where...
Yeah, that was like the one that The Amazing Randy...
Yeah, exactly, Peter Popoff. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was also arrested partway through his revivals for drunk driving.
Oh.
And eventually the way he died was from alcohol poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
He was a heavy drinker his whole life. And they tried to cover it up. His ministry tried to cover it up after he died, that it was from alcohol poisoning because they thought it would look bad or whatever. And but they had like the coronary report released
everything
to the press and
that,
everything.
Yeah.
And he also had his magazine that he circulated called the Miracle Magazine, and he made millions of dollars on that. So he was one of the bigger starts to these big, huge tent revivals where everybody's coming out
yeah.
to get healed and like come on down and yeah. And then we've talked about Amy Semple McPherson before in the Scandal episode.
Right, yes.
She was a Canadian. She was from Ontario, but her big like church was, her mega church was in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Faith Healing was part of her ministry, but it wasn't kind of how she marketed herself. She marketed herself more of like a evangelist, preacher.
Yeah, the faith healing was incidental.
Yeah, exactly. And she said, well, she would claim that, no, God sometimes uses me but that's not my primary purpose. But it is kind of what skyrocketed her. So it's kind of what got her big, and then she kind of stepped back. Possibly she felt guilty for faking it.
That's kind of what it feels like.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good way to get people in the seats, but also I don't want to fuck people over. I don't know if that's what she was thinking, but her life was also full of controversy and full of, like, you know, multiple marriages and stuff like that. And, you know, at the time there wasn't a lot of women preachers, and that was controversial for the time too. And
yep.
But she had a huge, huge ministry.
Huge
yeah. Million. And then she faked her own kidnapping, or possibly faked her own kidnapping. So that's, you know, a different.
Well, the funny thing about that is, can you really feel bad about fake faith healing?
Yeah.
I guess I should just say faith healing.
Yeah.
It's kind of
that's
redundant.
The thing. Yeah. When I was doing any of the Googling for this.
Did a lot of giggling.
Did a lot of giggling. I did. But because one of the common like autofills was faith healing real.
Really?
Yeah. Or true faith healers was another autofill.
None.
Yeah. No.
If someone sells you something like that, that sounds too good to be true. It's too good to
it's,
be true.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not real.
Well, that's like, because I used to, I should maybe give some backstory too, is I've been to a number of rallies and I've been to a number of faith healing services and stuff because.
Really?
Yeah, my family was really into it, especially my dad was really into faith healing and just like really believed it and thought that it was like a thing that, you know, was going to cure him of.
Yeah.
Everything he dealt with
did,
and stuff.
Did you ever feel that it was at one point?
I mean, I used to believe in it. Yeah. And it's funny because when I've gone to Benny Hinn, who we'll talk about, I've seen this guy named Billy Burke. Peter Ljunggren was one of the ones I went to. And then a number of other just kind of run-of-the-mill faith healers rolling through town. And yeah, I believe. I remember once I was at Benny Hinn and we were sitting there and I was like, you can really hear the Holy Spirit moving in here, can't you? You can really, do you hear that like wind sound? My brother's like, that's the air conditioner. And then I remember too, when I stopped believing in kind of supernatural things, I was kind of like, I still believed in God, but I didn't believe in like the supernatural kind of modern day miracles.
You were a gradual convert.
Yeah, exactly.
Convert.
I remember, watching James Randi, watching a bunch of his stuff, and I'm like, okay, this is fake. And then I remember looking into this guy, Todd Bentley, who we'll talk about, and I was like, this guy is an obvious charlatan. Like, I don't think you can get more obvious. And he had thousands of followers. And then kind of while I was looking into him is when he had his little controversy, which we'll get to. And I remember somebody just talking about how I was at a barbecue with a bunch of, like, Christian people and, like, two people talking about how awful it is that he was tempted by sin, but how great it is that God's still using him and stuff. It's like, no, he just, yeah.
No.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, he's just really.
I hate that justification for shitty people.
Yeah, exactly.
They do it with Trump right now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the same
all
thing.
The time. Yeah.
And it's just like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And then I remember my niece was going to a charismatic church for a while that really believed in like faith healing. And then she was asking me about different faith healing things like that and what I thought. And I told her that I thought it was all fake. And I thought that they were all charlatans and they were all trying to just like, and I was like, you know, some people really do believe in miracles and they really do want, like are praying for you to get healed and they really think it's going to work.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's going to.
Yeah.
And then there's other people who are really just using tricks and stuff to, you know, try to.
Let's look at it this way. All right. Miracles are something that are supposed to be special, right?
Yeah.
And have a large significance, correct?
Yeah.
If we're looking from a purely number standpoint, your prayer for whatever you're asking for is not going to get answered with a miracle.
Yeah.
Just statistically.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Even if for whatever reason it was true, it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
You're probably better off not praying at all.
Yeah, it's like when someone wins a lottery, you're much better off to look at them and say, you're not going to win that lottery ticket because you're more likely to be right than you are to be wrong. And with miracles, it's like you're buying a lottery ticket where they've taken the winning numbers out of circulation.
My thing with that, I'd just be like, if you want to buy a ticket now and then, okay, but be realistic. You're probably not going to win.
Yeah.
You're doing it on the off chance that, you know, maybe, but you kind of know it won't. That's okay.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. I don't find that dangerous.
No. Oh no, I don't find it dangerous. I'm just talking about like statistically.
Yeah, it's dangerous when you're putting it all on the line.
That's your retirement fund. Yeah.
We're talking about faith healing.
Faith healing. Oral Roberts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, our old friend Oral Roberts.
Our old friend Oral Roberts.
Moral Oral.
Yeah, he was a televangelist. One of the big, like, first huge televangelists. He would use those terms like seeds, and you're sowing a seed for the Lord. And so he was basically selling miracles.
Yeah.
And it was like, you're not going to get a miracle unless you give this certain amount of money. He was just very good at, like, the business side of it, yeah. Right? And he was also the one who said that in 87, he said that if he didn't get $9 million by the end of the year, then God was going to take him home. Like, so basically, what? If he didn't get this amount of money,
God's going to kill him.
And some people thought that meant he was going to kill himself. Which,
so he's been blackmailed by a god?
Yeah. This guy held ended ransom? Up giving $1.3 million at the end to make sure he hit that
number.
Are
you serious?
And he said, it's not that I thought God was going to kill him. I thought he was going to starve himself.
Oh, I would have just let him starve himself.
Yeah, exactly. Go fuck yourself.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Sad how many people are taken advantage of with things like that.
Yeah. And he's still looked at by a lot of people as this great kind of
no.
leader in this. Yeah.
Who is the televangelist? There's a video that's been out that I've seen recently where he was confronted by a news anchor about... saying that he needed money for a private jet.
Kenneth Copeland.
Is
yeah.
that who it was? Yeah, because he doesn't want to be in the tube with all the demons.
Yeah,
or whatever.
That's a funny clip, too, where he was talking about how...
He's so creepy.
He is so creepy. He's kind of in that faith healing kind of arena, too.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, more so he does do faith healing, but he's more like a financial kind of, God's going to reward you with money. Look what God did for me. He can do the same for... God didn't do that for you. You telling people God did that for you is what...
And then taking people's money.
Taking people's money because you need a private jet.
Tax the churches.
I think it's the most expensive private jet you can get is what he has.
Tax the churches.
He's the worst, and Oral Roberts was the worst. His university is still a thing. Oral Roberts University is still around. I included this next guy because of his name. His name was Leroy Jenkins.
Actually?
Yeah, this is an actual guy. So Leroy Jenkins was a televangelist, a very popular...
Jenkins!
...in the 60s and 70s. And, this guy...
That must have been where they got the name from.
Though. It must have been. If you picture a televangelist in your head, I guess mixed with a bad lounge singer. So, you know, that kind of 70s...
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
That's him.
Crushed velvet.
Yeah. And like just like terrible fake tan, old man trying to look young. Kind
okay.
of. Oh, yeah. Oh, they made a film about his life called The Calling. Oh, that's probably because he made them do it.
So Leroy Jenkins.
Oh, yeah. This is why I want to talk about him, too. So he was one of the first ones to do the miracle water. So you'd sell...
Like vitamin water?
No, it was like little things of water.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and he said they were miracle water. You send in a donation, he sends you this miracle water, and you drink it, and you get healed. But he didn't have a license to sell any kind of food or beverage product, so he got fined for that.
As you should.
He was like, I'm not selling it. It's based on a donation. But he still got fined for that, rightly so. But also, they didn't do any testing on it, and it was just from the well on his property.
Oh, yeah, it's just...
And
groundwater.
It was all contaminated.
Was it really?
Yeah. It had, what is it, E. coli?
So it made a lot of people sick?
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Coliform bacteria. So, yeah, it made a bunch of people sick. And so it did the opposite of what it said.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, at least Peter Popoff sells filtered water.
I think at that point you have to be like, huh. Maybe God's trying to tell me something.
Yeah, and so often I'll hear people who do believe it. As soon as you debunk one person, they're like, "Oh, that one's a fake."
But this guy's okay.
Yeah, this one's okay.
Yeah,
or they started good, but then turned into and then got greedy or whatever. It's like, really?
They all started greedy.
My thought, too, is if God has given you this amazing gift where you can touch people and they're healed, and that makes you greedy instead of like all of a sudden have this knowledge that, oh, God is real. He's powerful and he can do, if he can do this, what will he do if I screw up this gift?
Yeah.
As opposed to, I figured it had to trick people into thinking I have a gift from God and I'm going to use that to get money.
I mean, if you could heal everybody, wouldn't you want a little compensation?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, but when you also like maybe once in a while take a trip to a children's hospital.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'd go to the hospitals and tell people,
exactly.
And then just say, listen, I just want like a living wage.
Yeah, exactly. Although there's some people who do really believe, and they can be really awful too. A lot of times it's like people who attend these services who think, you know, oh, maybe God wants me to heal people too, and they'll walk up to random people on the street in wheelchairs. And
I feel that's a mental disorder.
Yeah,
that's a mental health issue.
Yeah, because I was talking to a coworker about doing this episode, and she was like, oh, I was in a cafe once with my friend who was in a wheelchair, and this guy came in and said he wants to pray for her, and just touched her, like basically felt her up because he was touching her so much, like praying for her, and it was the most uncomfortable thing.
That kind of stuff is fucking weird.
Yeah.
What's that other one? Not like touch therapy, but there's one where you basically just run your hands.
Reiki?
Yeah. That's another fucking stupid thing.
We have a friend who does that.
Yeah. Also, when my grandfather was sick, his sister, my great aunt, would come over and do that for him.
Oh.
And he didn't want to make her feel bad, so he's just like, okay, and just let her do it.
Yeah.
But he thought it was stupid too. He was like, you're not... She was a nurse too.
Oh, really? Yeah.
A nurse.
Yeah.
Someone who works in the medical profession practicing some bullshit, made up shit that doesn't do fuck all.
Yeah.
It just makes everyone uncomfortable.
And also, when my mom was sick, before my mom passed away, this couple came in and said they were going to pray for her to be healed.
Yeah.
And they asked us all to be in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, somebody here doesn't believe that they're going to be healed. And they kicked me out of my mom's hospital room because they said the reason she wasn't being healed was because I didn't believe hard enough.
Wait, who were these people that kicked you out?
Just random people who came in and said that they were faith healers.
I would have kicked them the fuck out.
Yeah, we should have. That's what my family should have done. But instead, I got kicked out of the room.
Oh, see, that's not only... insensitive and sick. That is delusions of grandeur.
Yeah.
It's obscene.
So now she dies and you want me to feel guilty because I didn't have enough faith?
It's pretty much.
Yeah, disgusting.
But did you have enough faith?
Oh, I felt like I did at the time. I guess not.
Look where we are now.
So. Exactly.
But man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Bullshit.
That's not.
And I remember like sitting because it was basically in the hospice too, and so it was like right at the end, and it's like, you're a piece of shit. That's why your mom's sick. Get out of the room. Like, fuck off.
No, they're a piece of shit because they're preying on people in a very vulnerable state.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder if they asked for money.
They probably did.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
Yeah.
Or
at least I think sometimes too they'll do little things like that and then go back to the congregation and say, look what we're doing God's work, please, you know, put a little bit more.
I think if I was in that congregation, I'd be like, are you people fucked?
Yeah
leave those people alone.
Yeah, for as much as my dad believes in stuff, I remember he did stand up once in the middle of a service and like say, this guy's obviously a charlatan, like this guy's obviously a con artist. So
that's good.
Yeah.
And I think that's a healthy way to be.
Yeah,
I mean,
I think
if you have
those
beliefs, you have your beliefs.
Yeah.
At least be able to recognize when somebody is very clearly swindling people.
Yeah, actually, Billy Burke was one guy we saw, and we all agreed he's obviously a con artist. Mm-hmm. And he had this line where he's like, you know, people come in here, they put $5, $20 in the collection plate, and they think they're going to get a miracle from God. And it's like, if you want a $5 miracle, then yeah, you'll get a $5 miracle. If you want a $20 miracle, holy crap, there's like different price points.
Like, I mean, I wouldn't mind a $5 miracle.
Yeah. Catherine Kuhlman was a big one. She was like, she had her own TV show called I Believe in Miracles. She had many, many books that she wrote, and she kind of went all over the place and just filled stadiums and was like kind of a huge celebrity.
Yeah.
I've actually seen some clips from different things like Hollywood Squares and different things where people, she's a punchline.
Oh, okay.
At the time, like comedians loved making fun of Catherine Kuhlman because she had these white flowing dresses and she was just like this weird friggin' hippie lady. And Yeah. Oh boy. From the 40s to the 70s, she kind of toured, and she released a book of all the confirmed miracles. People took those stories from her book and actually tried to confirm them and did not confirm them.
Well, yeah. It's like, can you confirm these Mother Goose fairy tales? Excuse me?
Yeah. One story, famous story is this woman, her name was Helen Sullivan, and she had a back brace, and she went to one of these crusades, and the back brace was because of the cancer in her back. And so she was told by Catherine Kuhlman that she was healed and to get up and walk around. And because of the adrenaline and the excitement of the moment, she did feel better, and she was walking around and stuff, and then took off her brace and was walking around the next day. And then all of a sudden, the worst pain she's ever felt. Yeah. And she died shortly after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, from the cancer. Yeah, it was 2 months after that she died, and in worse shape than if she had gone to
treatment and kept the brace on.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why this is very dangerous stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's deluding people into thinking that they can get better this way.
Yeah.
And they won't.
Yeah.
We're going to say that right out. You won't get better this way.
Nope.
Ever.
Yeah.
I think there is something to be said about one's mindset.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Sure. I think having a support structure and a generally positive attitude.
Yeah. I think if you're sick and you just give up.
Yeah. It can make a huge difference.
Yeah.
But you need the medicine too.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's not going to do it. It's not like Patch Adams. Laughter is the best medicine. Yeah. Most of those kids died in that movie, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Benny Hinn is kind of her, Catherine Kuhlman's like successor. Like she kind of groomed him to like take over her ministry, and he's still
wearing the white robes.
Yeah, well, I think he wears flashy suits. So he wears
So he's like the Don Cherry of.
Exactly. He does the big things at the stadiums where he swings his jacket around and everybody in the front row falls down, or like everybody on stage
falls down before.
And then you put that Let the Body Sit the Floor over
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he has a show called, or he had a show called This Is Your Day. Evander Holyfield said he was healed by him.
No.
Inside Edition.
Evander, you weren't healed by
him. You weren't healed by Benny Hinn.
You've taken a few too many blows to the head, and you believe a crazy person has made you better.
So in 93, he was still claiming he had a modest life and that he was just here for like...
oh, really?
Just God was, you know, using him or whatever.
Do you have his net worth?
At that time, he had he has a huge net worth. I don't have it on me. But at that time, Inside Edition, so 93, reported that he had a $685,000 home, which was a lot at the time.
He's living very modestly.
And a Mercedes-Benz, so not really a modest life.
Oh, so modest.
And they also sent in somebody saying they had cerebral palsy. And
Trevor... He could be living in a multi-million-dollar
home. That's true.
And driving a Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm. That's
but he
true.
Wasn't. He was driving a Mercedes. He made sacrifices to live a modest life.
You're right. No, you're right. You're right. My bad.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, they sent in somebody with saying they had cerebral palsy and to be healed, and he didn't. But they ended up like on the show. And even though it had been reported later, like, this person they put on the show to show was healed was one of our reporters. But he, not
the
so
Inside
much.
Edition thing?
Yeah. They've done many documentaries about him.
Well,
trying to, like,
thank you, Inside Edition.
Yeah. And, many, many different places have done kind of investigations and interviews and stuff trying to figure out if anyone has ever been healed. And
yes.
No. And
well, obvious.
He was investigated by Congress, and he had to testify to Congress.
I feel like all of these people should be investigated.
Yeah, a documentary crew was following him, and he said he had 76 miracles in this one crusade. And then he said later that 13 of those have already been medically verified. And so they asked for that evidence.
Were these the $5 miracles?
Yeah, I guess so. And then he ended up giving them five of those people. and then they investigated those five people. So we went from 76 to 13
to
down
five.
To five, and then they couldn't couldn't independently verify any of them.
Of course they could.
Yeah. And he still makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peter Popoff, of course. That's the one, James Randi.
Mm-hmm.
He had a little thing in his ear telling him his wife was on the other end saying, okay, this is the person. They live at this address.
They would do the stuff at the beginning.
Yeah. Because they had prayer cards or whatever. He's still going strong.
My thing is if you enter into a building and you fill out a thing with all your pertinent information, and then you go in later and the guy says all your pertinent information,
Exactly.
Wouldn't you be like, Didn't I fill that out when I came in?
Yeah.
So you have that information.
Yeah. Well, it was like when I was having doubts, right, of my faith, I was hanging out with a bunch of friends, and they were all Christians, and we started praying, and they were praying for me and stuff, because I was having doubts. And this one guy started saying things that were very specific things that were happening in my life. And he was acting like it was prophetic. And he was praying for me, saying that, like, God's revealing these things. And it, at the time, it really moved me. Later that day, or the next day, I got to thinking, and I was like, isn't that crazy that I've only told one person? Wait a sec. And then I realized that we just have a mutual friend who I told that stuff to. So they were obviously talking.
And that's fucked up.
Yeah. And then the next day I went to church, or the next week I went to church on a Sunday, and it just went into the church at the end of the service because people want to go out for lunch, and I didn't want to go to church because I didn't know what I believed anymore. And I went into this church, and I'm standing at the back, and I'm still receptive because I still want it to be true at this point. And this woman at the front starts talking about somebody at the back. And she's like, there's somebody at the back, and I really feel like they're going through something. And I'm standing in the back, and I'm like, oh, maybe this is about me. And then as she's talking, she starts saying she instead of this person. And I look over, and there's another girl standing there, and she's rolling her eyes. Because it's the same thing where she's coming to meet some friends for lunch. And so her friend's up there, and all of a sudden this is an opportunity to, God's speaking to me. But really, it's I want my friend to still believe, so I'm going to... Yeah.
It's kind of selfish.
Yeah, it really is. And so, you get that emotional, I want to believe this.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you have this preacher who you think is from God saying, angels are at your house at 123 Fake Street or whatever.
I mean, my experience with this is I filled out an online quote through TD Insurance.
Yeah.
And then they called me and then they said, are you this person?
Yeah.
Do you live here? And I'm like, how did you know this?
Is God calling?
How did you figure this out? What's going on?
Yeah.
Even though I had just filled out an online form
exactly
10 minutes before. I don't know how they did it.
God.
Is that it?
Yeah, and the Holy Spirit was talking to them.
And I should say, I don't necessarily blame the people.
Yeah.
To a point, you have to have some accountability. But they are being swayed by people in positions of power within their lives.
Exactly. And it's...
and it kind of magnifies and amplifies the irrationality.
Oh yeah, it's all smoke screens.
It's sad. It's very sad.
And he does miracle water, things like that. I think it was on John Oliver. They sent in for the mineral water
to see what it was,
and just got letter after letter every week or every month. They would get so much mail from Peter Popoff asking for money. Like, just constantly asking for money. So you think a little old lady at home watching his infomercial and is like, I need a miracle. And all of a sudden she's getting these letters asking for money.
Oh, like, that happened. My grandmother worked at a mail-out center for one of those people.
Right, yeah.
She didn't believe it. She thought he was an asshole. She fucking hated him the whole time she worked there. But she needed a job. And she's like, all right, I'll work here.
Yeah.
He was a guy... he died a few years ago, but now his daughter takes care of it. But he had multiple properties down on the waterfront. He owned millions of dollars in assets. He didn't pay a dime in taxes because he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And he would send out hundreds of thousands of mail outs every day, every week to people all over the United States and Canada asking for money. He's like, oh, our boiler in the church is broken. We need some money so we can fix it. Or, oh, send us this and we'll send you these rosary beads and a little bottle of holy water straight from the Vatican. It's like the organized nature of this swindle, and you know it's going, like you said, to the elderly. It's going to people in very vulnerable situations who feel like, I need to help this person. They're a man of God. They help a lot of people.
Yeah.
They don't help a lot of people.
No, they don't.
They hurt a lot of people, including you, who's falling for this stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's borderline, like, to a certain degree, I guess, elder abuse. And
Oh, I agree. It's awful. And that is why we should just euthanize old people.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And this is what I've been building up to. Right. No, I'm kidding. Stop taking advantage of old people.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you are a Nigerian prince and you do need them to hold some money for you.
That's
so
true.
So
if you are a legitimate Nigerian prince with millions of dollars that you need to get out of the country, okay.
But everybody else, stop taking advantage of old people. Todd Bentley. He's a cool guy. He's got a giant beard and lots of tattoos.
Oh, he's a hip
guy. And he's from BC.
Hip guy, huh?
Canadian hip guy. And he is the fakest fake looking person. He just looks like the way he does his faith healing, it looks so fake. He's a punching guy too. He likes to make a show of it.
Why would you think that would be a good way to show?
I don't know.
Healing.
Yeah, but it looks cool and edgy, I guess, if you're like, oh, look at that. Look how God's using him.
It just seems like someone who likes to beat the shit out of people.
Yeah, exactly. So he had this huge ministry, Fresh Fire, that he started in Canada and then went down to the U.S. in Florida. And after... He was using his wife and family in a lot of his like promos and things like that, and getting her, like his wife, to promote him around the country for get people ready for his crusades or whatever.
Yep.
He's cheating on her.
Oh, yeah.
But he says it was just an emotional affair. They didn't have sex. But he divorces his wife, and it's like this big problem in the ministry where he's now with his intern. kid's nanny / intern at the... at the ministry. And so he has to step down for a while and start this like restoration process. But then he comes back in full force with his wife.
People love a comeback story. Oh, with his wife?
With his new wife, yeah.
Oh, his new wife.
Yeah,
okay,
he gets
never
married.
Mind.
So he expedited the divorce process, got married right away. Rick Joyner is this guy who kind of like had him under his wing. And Rick Joyner is a crazy person. If you see like clips of Rick Joyner, he's like a conspiracy theory Christian.
He looks like, you know, that guy who's always got the strained smile in stock photos.
Yeah.
That's what he
yeah,
kind of looks like that.
Yeah. In 2012, Todd Bentley was going to go do a crusade in the UK. But he was blocked from entering because he's an obvious con man. He does look like that guy.
Hide the Pain Herald. That's what
nice.
For our listeners.
Yeah. If you can picture Hide the Pain Herald, that's Rick Joyner. But yeah, so 2012, Todd Bentley wasn't allowed to go into the UK because he's an obvious con artist and they didn't want an obvious con artist coming into the UK. And then one of the politicians that helped to block him died of cancer a few months later. And so Todd Bentley came out and said that that wouldn't have happened if he allowed him to come in, and this is God's like retribution or whatever for not allowing him to come into the country. Also, do you remember when we talked about Christian Hogwarts?
Yeah.
Johnston.
McGonagall.
Yeah, McGonagall, the head of that. He's always been a supporter of Todd Bentley. And I remember watching a speech from him where he's like, I got this letter from someone and said, how in God's name can you support Todd Bentley? And then he does this big speech. And then he's like, and it's in God's name that I support Todd Bentley. And it was like this, like, oh, it's supposed to be a powerful speech, but really you're just saying... yeah, I don't care that he, you know, is awful.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Like, ruined his wife's life and hooked up with an intern and is a big hypocrite and punches people. I'm just going to support him because he makes us money. Yeah, he also, I was reading this article from the CBC, he guest pastored at a church in Hamilton, Ontario for a bit.
Oh, really?
In 2016. So the CBC did an article about him. And he asks for donations at the end of his services for a minimum of 100, but asking for 1,200.
He's a minimum of 100?
Yeah. And
can you really ask for a minimum donation?
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it for like shows sometimes. Like it's we like ask suggested, like a suggested minimum of $5.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's a suggested minimum and it's for something. Whatever. But when you say minimum donation of $100.
Yeah.
But we're looking for $1,200.
Yeah. Wasn't it Homer who was like, wait, suggested so I don't have to pay? Yeah.
But oh, going into the museum. Yeah. All right, lady, good luck with that. It's the one with Mr. Bergstrom, isn't it? With Dennis Hopper.
Yeah. Oh, was it Dennis Hopper or was it
Hoffman?
Hoffman. Okay, yeah.
Dustin Hoffman,
yeah.
Sorry.
Dustin Hoffman, right. One of my favorite miracles that Todd Bentley did was he claims that he healed somebody so that they could see out of their glass eye. They still had the glass eye, but now they could see out of it.
That's a very easy thing to disprove.
Yeah. Hey, guys. We're interrupting this already really too long episode to talk to you about something. We record these episodes way in advance.
Oh, very far in advance.
Very far in advance. And we were just talking about Todd Bentley. You heard there, and you're like, well, why aren't they talking about the new stuff? It's because, like, we didn't know that it is happening.
But we know now.
We know now. So Todd Bentley has had a bunch of other sexual misconduct stuff coming forward from interns and stuff. Apparently what's happening is him and his wife are like pressuring people into going to bed with them and like offering interns like thousands of dollars to bang them and stuff. And it's pretty hypocritical. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with if you're a married couple and you want to explore a little bit in the bedroom.
I mean, no one's offered me thousands of dollars.
That's true. But what I am saying is if you're in a position of power and you're pressuring people into doing it, that's wrong. And if you're telling everyone else in the world not to do it, then that's pretty hypocritical.
Yeah.
So Todd Bentley can once again go fuck himself. Amazing. That's all I got.
All right, cool.
Okay, let's talk about some of the evidences for the effectiveness of faith healing.
Lay it on me.
Oh, that section's blank. Okay. I guess I forgot to fill that in.
I was ready to have my mind changed.
Right, sorry, my bad.
If anyone out there has anything that can, I don't even want to say it.
Yeah. Well, it's like,
anyone
I'm
has
still
anything that could prove it.
From the Azusa Street episode that
Vuvuzela
we did a while. The Vuvuzela Street episode. I got a comment on Facebook, and I'm sure the person who commented just didn't see my response. But on Facebook, they said, I've read newspaper articles from the time saying that the fire department was called on them because of the fire of the Holy Spirit, and everyone could see it in the area. And he's like, I read newspapers from that time, and all I said was, oh, that's amazing. I'd love to see those newspaper articles. And I haven't gotten that back yet.
Because there aren't.
Yeah.
And if there are, they're not enough to prove anything.
Yeah, it's true. Let's talk about some tricks of the trade. Wheelchairs given at the beginning. We talked about that. Leg growth, we talked a bit on the Marjo episode.
Leg growth.
That's basically where you whatever pain they're having, you say it's because their legs are a different length. The doctor's not going to say that's what it is, but the faith healer knows that the reason you're having this pain is because your legs are actually different lengths. So they'll get you up there, they'll get you to sit down, and they shift the way you're sitting in the chair so that it looks like one leg is...
Oh, I've done that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You ever do the things like, I don't know, you like hold your arm out? Like,
yeah.
and touch the wall, and then you put a bend it and you rub your elbow, and then it's like it's not as long.
Yeah.
It's just dumb shit.
Yeah, exactly. But they, or they'll even do something as simple as pull the shoe out a little bit and then push it back in. So yeah, it looks like you're
stuff your shoe with some Kleenex or something.
Yeah. And they people think they're healed. Yeah. We talked about prayer cards, and that's how you get a word of knowledge. I remember I had a friend who was like really into what he believed in word of knowledges, and like God will use them to convert somebody because God really wants them on their side. And if it's the only way that they'll believe is if they get a word of knowledge from God of something they couldn't possibly know. But it's usually just like simple con artist shit where they Google you or something. It's like those psychic fails when you watch when they're obviously like just they Google.
I mean, especially in today's day, like age of social media and everyone having everything on the internet,
mm-hmm.
you cannot be surprised when people know stuff about you like that.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no way you can be like, how did you know that? It's like, the fucking internet?
Yeah.
How do you not know that?
Exactly. This is another thing that really pisses me off is where the pastor will tell somebody that God is telling them that whatever pain they have is because it's undiagnosed cancer. So the pastor will tell them that they have cancer and then they'll be healed of cancer. And then they go to the doctor and they have a clean bill of health. There's no cancer.
Oh, because they healed.
They
them
never
of
had cancer.
Cancer.
Yeah.
And then when they do.
Yeah. And then obviously they just hire actors sometimes.
Well, I would say, and then when they do have cancer, the pastor could say, see, I told you I had cancer.
Yeah.
But it was just too much, and we have to keep trying to heal you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah. Hired stooges. A lot of times, like, just members of the staff will pretend.
Three stooges?
Yeah, the three stooges will come up and just pretend to be sick.
All right, you knuckleheads. We got to convince this congregation that this faith healing's real.
Yeah. So what they'll do, too, is, like, say somebody has a pain in their elbow.
Mm-hmm.
While they're talking to them, they'll squeeze that elbow so that the pain's worse while they're talking. And then they talk about the pain and they distract them. So they're looking at them and they don't really realize that it's because they're causing more pain. And then as they pray, they release pressure.
Yeah.
And the pain goes down. So all of a sudden it's like the pastor healed you, but really.
And you're like, don't touch me.
Yeah. Fuck, get your hands off me. And then with the law. Let's talk about the law.
Oh, like the law about?
Yeah.
Okay.
So most of the issue and the most of the controversy where it does get to a legal state is when it comes to parents that deny medical attention to their kids because they believe in faith healing.
That's a good place to be.
Yeah. And there's a quote I read from a judge. It's like, you killed two of your children. Not God, not your church, not religious devotion. You. And it's true. Like, just take responsibility.
Yes.
Get your kids to a doctor if they're sick. Don't take them to a faith healer. Don't, like...
Jeff, I'm all for just letting the kids do.
we
got too many people.
Exactly. Get rid of them.
That being said.
Yeah.
You got these little parasites living with you. Just take them to the dang doctor.
Prince versus Massachusetts in the Supreme Court.
Did you say Prince?
Prince. I guess that was a person's name. I don't think it was the actual musician.
Okay.
That parental 5-4, the parental authority cannot interfere with the child's welfare, even in cases of religious expression.
Well, that I know that a lot has to do with Jehovah's Witnesses and refusal for blood transfusions, right?
Yeah. And then,
there's been a few prominent cases.
And Christian Science, too, has a lot of problems with, like, I actually did get a comment on the Christian Science episode that from somebody who grew up Christian Science, and they were allowed to seek medical treatment. It just wasn't, like, they just also used the Christian Science method. But my case was, I just read cases where that wasn't allowed because
I think there's always going to be
there's different levels of fundamentalism in
exceptions
every religion
of it. Most of what we're talking about is a general and again we don't really know what the fuck we're talking about. We've been pretty clear about
exactly
that.
We're very clear. We just googled this. Oregon apparently is one of the worst states for deaths of kids from parents who believe in faith.
Really?
For some reason, just because of how many charismatic churches there are that specifically believe in faith healing and specifically don't believe in going to the doctor. But
It's interesting, the mistrust of physicians that people have.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. But, yeah, any other thoughts on...
I don't know. I just feel so defeated.
Yeah. Should we do a Christian rock lyric?
We should. Okay. We should do something nice.
Yeah.
For the listeners.
For the listener.
For us.
For
all three of us collectively.
Can't you see you're not making Christianity better? You're just making rock and roll worse.
Who do we have today?
Newsboys are back.
The Newsboys.
The song is called Shine. And it was one of my favorite songs as a kid, and I still get it stuck in my head quite a bit. Dull as dirt, you can't assert the kind of light that might persuade a strict dictator to retire, fire the army, teach the poor origami. The truth is in, the proof is when you hear your heart start asking, what's my motivation? And you try as you may, there is no way to explain the kind of change that'll make an Eskimo renounce fur, that'll make a vegetarian barbecue a hamster. Unless you can trace this about face to a certain sign, shine, make them wonder what you got, make them wish that they were not on the outside looking bored. Shine, let him shine before all men, let them see good works, and then let them glorify the Lord.
Okay. a few things.
Yeah.
So they're saying that God will make people do things that will probably kill them.
Yeah, I guess so.
Make them go against their belief systems.
Mm-hmm.
And make people do all kind of... Okay.
Yeah, there's one line that I hate. When you let it shine, you will inspire the kind of entire turnaround that would make a bouncer take ballet, even bouncers who are unhappy.
What?
Yeah. And it was like... I was looking at that, I'm like... I feel like they're implying that they mean even straight bouncers, because ballet does not rhyme with happy. Like even bouncers who aren't gay is what they were going to say. But I don't know about that. That could be me stretching.
Well, I think there's also just the thought. It's like, oh, these are big, tough, burly men.
Yeah.
They'll do something like ballet.
Yeah.
Like ballet is a very physical.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Practice.
Yeah.
I couldn't do ballet.
And there's unhappy balleters.
Oh my God, I would die.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. My niece does ballet.
Oh yeah?
No. Yeah, she's not a bouncer though, so I guess.
No, she might be one day.
She could be one day, yeah.
Give her time.
Yeah,
how old is she?
13.
Give her time.
I hope I'm right on that.
Yeah.
Bad uncle. Hey, Riley, you shouldn't be listening to this podcast.
Yeah, this is for big people.
Yeah.
And I guess if you want to listen to
yeah.
You're an inquisitive mind.
Yeah.
Who wants to listen to a couple of idiots.
Ryan, her dad, does listen. So Ryan, I'm sorry if I got my niece's age wrong. Anyways, thanks everyone for listening.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.